位网友们大家好，感谢您对影音时尚口语的关注。在上两期节目中，我们跟随 Charlie、Sophie 和 Claire 一起进行了一段浪漫邂逅之旅。Claire 和 Lorenzo 50年后终结连理， Sophie 也在看到二人结婚的邀请函之后，突然明白了什么是自己真正想要的，于是结束了和工作狂男友的恋爱关系，赶赴意大利参加婚礼，并向 Charlie 表白。怎奈此时 Charlie 的身边已经多了一个 Patricia。
Sophie? Of course. A balcony.
Well.
What are you doing up there?
I'm gonna go.
Why?
Because this is really painful. I should have realized sooner, but I didn't. Or I guess maybe I couldn't, but, Victor and I aren't together anymore. And I guess I came back hoping that...
Wait, you're not engaged.
No. But it's too late. It's clearly too late. And it really doesn't matter anymore because... Honestly... I love you.I can't believe I just said that, but I do. I love you. It doesn't. I mean, this shouldn't matter to you because you're here with Patricia.
Patricia?
And you should be back with her right now.
Patricia is my cousin. She's my cousin.
How is that legal?
No. Ah, Sophie. No. Oh, no. Let me explain. Sophie, I'm so stupid. There's two Patricias.There's my cousin who's here and the one that I've completely forgotten about. More importantly, there's only one Sophie. Now, would you please come down?
Wait, Charlie. Charlie, stop. What are you doing? Charlie, what are you doing?
Listen to me. Very, very carefully. I live in London, a gorgeous, vibrant, historic city that I happen to love living in.You live in New York, which is highly overrated.
Pardon me?
But since the Atlantic Ocean is a bit wide to cross every day, swimming, boating, or flying, I suggest we flip for it.
What are you saying?
And if those terms are unacceptable, leaving London will be a pleasure, as long as you're waiting for me on the other side. Because the truth is, Sophie, I am madly...Deeply, truly, passionately in love with you.
You are?
I am.
Are you gonna kiss me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
看到 Charlie 和之前他提到过的 Patricia 在一起，让 Sophie 异常的难过，特别是Claire 又在婚礼上读了他写的信，里面都是鼓励对方勇敢追求真爱的词句。而看自己此时此刻，虽然这样做了，却再也没有机会改变结果。无法继续伪装的 Sophie 逃离了婚礼现场，打算离开。Charlie 不放心地追来，于是 Sophie 站在小楼的阳台上， Charlie 站在楼下。再现了电影《罗密欧与朱丽叶》中两个人表白的场景。Sophie 道出了心中的真情实感。I should have realized sooner. 我早该明白自己爱你这一点的。不过事实是没有。所以本句话用的是 should have done 结构，也就是虚拟语气来表示假设。不过说什么都已经 doesn't matter anymore, 并且是 shouldn't matter to you. Matter, 有关系，要紧。句子意思就是说什么都没意义了。对于已经有女朋友的人来说，这些也不应该有什么关系了。 一直到这个时候呢 ，Charlie 才意识到 Sophie 误会了他和女伴的关系，澄清说 Patricia 是自己的表妹。这让 Sophie 一下糊涂了，表兄妹怎么可能在一起 ？How is that legal？ 一个特殊疑问句式，但是作用相当于一个一般疑问句。这个合法吗？原来啊，有两个 Patricia 存在，一个是表妹，一个是前女友。事实澄清了 ，Charlie 开始了热烈的告白，说自己来自伦敦。A gorgeous, vibrant, historic city that I happen to love living in. 伦敦在 Charlie 的眼里是一个 gorgeous, 令人愉快的，非常好的。Vibrant, 充满活力的。Historic, 有历史的，历史悠久的城市。那么这个城市呢，还是 I happen to love living in. Happen to, 正巧。碰巧，这个城市碰巧就是我喜欢居住的城市，而 Sophie 居住的纽约被不改刻薄本色的 Charlie 说成是 overrated， 评价过高的，过誉的。两个城市之间隔着浩浩大西洋，不管用什么方式来回穿梭都不方便，那就干脆 flip for it 吧。 flip 它有为做出决定去抛硬币，轻抛这样的意思。那我们扔硬币决定谁到谁的城市去吧。如果这样也不行，那 leaving London will be a pleasure。动名词短语做主语是非常常用的一个语法现象。离开伦敦我也心甘情愿。心甘情愿的前提是 as long as you are waiting for me,On the other side, as long as 表示如果只要，只要你在那一端等我，我就心甘情愿的到纽约去。因为 I'm madly, deeply, truly, passionately in love with you. Madly, deeply, truly, passionately, 疯狂的、深深的、真诚的、充满激情的爱着你。有需要表白的网友又能找到可以参考的词汇了。有情人终成眷属，几乎是浪漫喜剧不变的结局。不过直视自己的内心，勇敢地表达内心的感受，并有勇气做出改变，并不是每个人都能做到的。好了，这一次的旅途浪漫邂逅画上了圆满句号，另一对有情人又在下一站的旅途中等待和您分享他们的感受，我们下期再见吧。